At the start of this year's General Assembly session, Governor Bob McDonnell said the time had come for Virginia to act on its transportation funding needs.
No more excuses, no more delays, no more kicking the can down the road.
The lawmakers did, approving the governor's plan that will, among other things, raise the sales tax. Now, Julian Walker reports in the Virginian Pilot that House Speaker Bill Howell is working to raise money for his GOP colleagues who will have to defend themselves in primaries for supporting a higher sales tax. More on that now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, what is Howell doing now?
What the speaker has done is gone out to the business community in Northern Virginia, which is clogged with traffic and has been pleading for a solution for years. And the business community is applauding the new funding and is trying to help the speaker raise money to fend off any opposition that any House Republicans might face as a result of their vote in support of the tax bill.
David, how many Republicans are likely to be challenged?
There's only 5 Republican primaries this year. There was twice as many early in the last decade. Only 5 Republicans out of 67 face a primary challenge this year as a result of those votes. From that metric right there, it doesn't suggest the opposition is that widespread at this point.
But clearly, Speaker Howell doesn't want to take any chances. David, another popular story over the past week was about some contention among public officials in Chesterfield County.
Mark Bowes, a reporter from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, had a lengthy article explaining the spat between Chesterfield Circuit Clerk Judy Worthington and the county supervisors, or in this case, the county administrator.
Well, it should come as no surprise that money is involved. What's going on?
This is a classic case of how Virginia's kind of unique structure of local government has really created a strange situation in Chesterfield County. The clerk of court is a popularly elected position. It's called a constitutional officer. It's based in the state constitution, and it's funded in large part from the state, but there's also local funding.
And the question at the bottom of it all, I guess, revolves around what the county thinks it should get for its money.
For years in Chesterfield County, the clerk of court, Judy Worthington, has been feuding with the county trying to get more money, saying that there's so many cases she needs workers to perform certain functions that are common that any clerk does, such as preparing pretrial dockets, performing juror management, or providing clerks to assist the judges during a trial in a courtroom. And she's basically told the county, listen, I'm not going to do any of this extra stuff unless you give me more money. What the county did was they just took the money they'd been giving her, a bunch of the money, and a bunch of her staff members, and put them under the county's jurisdiction, and they'll perform the functions working for the county, no longer for the clerk. She's claiming this is going to be devastating to the county. It's not going to be clear who's in charge of maintaining the records and so forth. It will be a situation worth watching over the next few months.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project, where you can follow their daily compilation of political reporting from newspapers around the state by clicking the VA News link at vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.